Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
And we're
Hello.
Sorry for the wait.
Four Bad Guys. Welcome back.
Bad guys.
To the podcast.
You're tuned into Four Bad Eyes Podcast. I'm Anthony Ferraro.
I'm Dan Mancina. I think everybody's I'm sure curious to know what the hell's going on, dude.
Well, dude, the one word to describe everything is roller coaster. I went under the knife. I got chopped up like a chicken.
Roller coaster. Of love. Yeah, dude.
Got the old dissectomy.
They took your patella.
Yeah, they took
your patella.
My patella.
Turn it into an ACL.
My Dave patella. And yeah, so what happened was I went in the surgery center. I was shaking, Jerry. I was like, I didn't sleep at all the night before, and I wasn't allowed to eat or drink after midnight, which doesn't sound bad at all, and it's not. But for some reason, when you can't, is like you have the worst cotton mouth of your life. It's like all you want to do is drink water. So
you can have water.
They told me nothing, including water.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
I thought it was just not like, you know, anything juice or anything.
No.
Water. Never heard that one.
I don't know, but yeah,
empty your bladder out, I guess.
Yeah,
so they don't have to give you so they don't have to give you the old catheter, dude.
Dude, I'll never take a catheter.
never say never.
I'll so then I'm in the center, I'm all nervous. They like give me the gown. They give me the socks, little hairnet thing. Mm-hmm. So immediately I'm like freezing, right? Like I'm just cold and I'm laying in the bed all nervous. Kelly's got to leave because they got to do the nerve block. And when they did the nerve block, all I could picture, because I can't see what's going on, I just picture them with a giant needle. And she's like, yeah, we have to dig it through. It's going to turn off like a lot of your nerves, not all of them, but blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whatever, just do it. And then, so they rub some thing on my leg and then start digging at it with a needle. And she's like, talking to her assistant, she's like, oh, there's so much quad muscle here. It's like hard to get through. And I'm like, oh my God, this isn't good. And everything went fine. And then as soon as you get the nerve block, I start dozing off. I'm like just like kind of nodding out in the hospital bed waiting for something to happen. Uh-huh. And then someone comes check on you every couple of minutes or whatever. Then the nurse or no, they come and they start wheeling me away, right? They start wheeling me into the surgery room.
Now, do you go into these situations, I kind of shut down. So I go into just really relaxed, kind of, I turn my mic up a little bit, kind of when I'm like, kind of go on autopilot mode to where I will be kind of like dozing off and sleeping and just not thinking about much.
I'm there once the initial anxiety is over, I think. Because once I get to the bed and they start like, there's like nurses like surrounding you and like people asking you questions and they're telling you about what they're about to do. And so that kind of starts... It starts sending me into a little bit of a panic inside. Oh. Yeah, I start going into a little bit of a panic. But then once they did the nerve block, I was just like, whatever. I was like, whatever happens from here, you know.
Happens, yeah. Yeah,
it's all right. And and then once again, I'm relaxed. But then they wheel me into the surgery room and there's like, you know, there's the whole team of everyone, like the anesthesiologist, the assistants, everyone. And they start like, it seemed to me, I don't know if it was because I was messed up from the anesthesia or whatever, but they were like, it seems like they were going like intense, like pace, like going real fast pace. And it was like, all right, get him on the table, get him on the table. And like, so they were bringing me on from the bed to the table, and the table was freezing, dude. Like I was shivering so bad, shiver quiver over here. And I was like, I was going to go, and they're like, yeah, get his arms in, get his arms in. So they're like putting the table sides up, and it's all going happening so fast. They're like, all right, put the thing over his face. And then he's like, all right, take deep breaths. We'll get you out of here real quick. And I'm like, what is going on, dude? And I was just breathing and breathing and like breathing as hard as I can. And next thing I know, it's every time, Jerry, it's like a scene change. It's like you just change scenes because you wake up in the recovery room. Like you
Yeah, it's
don't,
just boom.
nothing, it's just blackout. And you're like, and I woke up in this blanket that was like a comforter with
The heated
a
blanket
hose
thing?
in it. Yeah, a hose with hot air blowing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was amazing. I felt like an astronaut.
I need to get me one of those too.
Dude, me too. I want a jacket like that.
Oh, shoot. Were we supposed to be wearing our snuggies? Ah, crap.
Ah, sh next step.
Did you get an email about that?
No.
Right, we'll talk about that later, but yeah.
Buffalo Soldier. So then I wake up, don't remember a lot of it. I was really messed up, drank apple juice, ate a graham cracker. Get in the car. This
Made you
is all.
pee first? Was it the pee test or
No,
no?
they
They
didn't
do
make me pee.
that.
I asked that ahead of time. I was like, they can
Do I
make
have to pee before I leave
me. And
here?
they're like, no. I was like, all right. So I wake up and the brace is already on my leg, and I don't know what just happened down there. So I'm not even gonna like look, you know. I just ignore it. I'm like, I get in the car. I remember getting in the car and then getting home, and I got these. You know my back steps, the double staircase.
Yeah.
So I got these double staircase, and like, there's video of me getting up my stairs. Just I don't know why. I must have been so messed up on all the drugs that I was just l like laughing so hard, like at nothing. I was just laughing at myself
Yeah.
walking up the stairs. It was so funny. And then I just lived on the couch, dude, for like, so I'm 3 weeks in now. I lived on the couch for like week and a half. I didn't even sleep in the bed. The first week didn't feel much. I remember going to, and it's all kind of a blur a lot of the first week, but I remember going to the PT the first day and then making me like try and lift my leg and bend my leg. And I was like, is that okay? Like, because I'm so scared that I don't understand the body and like what just happened. So I'm like, aren't I gonna tear everything off that they just did if I do this stuff? But they're like, no, you like need to. And so it's weird learning about all that stuff. And then, you know, doing this PT, like trying to bend the leg. And
Bend
dude,
the leg, yeah. How many PTs have you done now? You've been going how many times a week?
3 times a week. So I guess I'm in like eight right now, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they got me going. I was doing like squats today without weight and stuff. Like I was doing wall sits. She said I was doing like, I'm like killing it for 3 weeks in, which is good. And like they measured my knee circumference after surgery, and it was 46 centimeters, and my regular one is 39, and now it's like 40 and a half. So it went down so
Oh, they
much.
mentioned like the swelling and stuff,
Yeah. Because they
inflammation.
want to keep track of that to make sure it's not like
Interesting.
worse or.
Right.
Yeah. So, dude, when
So
I
that's
woke up,
good. Everything's healed as
but
far
this.
as outside stuff. So you don't got any infection. That's a good
Yeah.
thing.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty much healed up. There's like a few scabs left that are cruising along. But after 1 week in, I thought I was good. Like I was feeling kind of strong and like no pain. And then I woke up Saturday. All the pain medicine wore off. This is what's wrong with pain medicine is it takes your receptor, like your pain tolerance down once they're out of your system. And it like feels like it weakens it. And then I woke up Saturday. I tried to get up to go to the bathroom to like pee. And the second I got off the couch and the blood rushed to my knee, it was like, like it was a heartbeat
Yeah,
in
you can feel it
my knee, and
throbbing.
it was
Yeah.
throbbing so bad that it just broke me down. I couldn't make it 20 feet to the bathroom. Yeah. So it's been humbling, dude. Like some days I'll be up, You know, like I'll be like, oh, I had a great day. But then you're just like kind of laying there in the silence and you're like, but I have so far to go. But you can't think like that. It's like the number one thought you can't think, but it's inevitable at times. So it's just like wrestling with that. And then,
A day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute
yeah,
at a time.
it is. But it's nice. Like you start to appreciate little things. Like I'm so glad I can just get up and down now, like off a chair, you know,
Yeah,
like
yeah.
at least bend my knee to 90 degrees,
Right.
which is nice. And then, you
So,
know,
like, are you doing squats and stuff?
well, I was doing wall sits, and then I was doing this thing where I was sitting on a box and then had to stand up and then sit back down to like test that out. And I do
Right.
these things like they got me doing all kinds of stuff in PT. They got like you do like it was weird because I was in a brace and on crutches at first, and then once you're like off the crutches, you're still in the brace, and then once the brace comes off, you're used to having this like locked out leg in this brace, and it felt all safe, and it became a very weird feeling like trying to navigate without that, but you want to as soon as possible so you don't get stuck in that habit. It's really crazy, and a lot of it's like learning to trust your leg again. Like it can take the weight and stuff, but you're like so scared to
That's
do
what I've heard. It's all
it.
about overcoming the, yeah, the
Yeah. And
mental.
I've been really like mental about if I'm standing there, I'm making sure I'm distributing my weight evenly, like not favoring my left leg, and like really trying to be conscious about things like that.
Are you allowed to do any stuff at home yet?
Yeah, I have tons of workouts I gotta do at home, like leg
Oh, okay.
raises, quad flexing, like these things called clamshells with a band, like side on your side and legs are bent and you like open your knees. And then just a bunch of stuff and like balancing on one on your one leg, you know, and things. It's weird when like at first when you're learning things, it's like you'll tell your body to do it, but it just won't. You're like, dude,
Yeah.
listen to me.
Crazy.
Yeah, at
Are you
first, go ahead.
can you balance on one leg
Yeah, now I can.
before surgery?
Oh yeah, I was
I
pretty good at that.
always have a hard time with
I
just going
do
on
have
one leg.
the one leg is the one thing in like yoga and stuff I would have trouble with, but I think judo really helped me with the one leg balance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The more I try to do it, the harder it gets for
That's
me.
it. I have to not think about it.
If I like, 'cause I'll catch myself when I do like just like a quad stretch, you know, like just the
Yeah.
foot to the butt cheek and like stretching the one leg, and I'll be standing on the one leg, and then I'll start thinking like, oh wait, I'm on one leg, and then I'll start wobbling around.
Yeah.
But if I'm not thinking, I can do it, but I cannot stand on one leg, dude.
That's the thing. It,
It
they
drives
say
me
even with
nuts.
like going into like competitions or anything like that too, there's three guys, like they've done the study, three guys, three people, like one with no thoughts, one with positive thoughts, one with negative thoughts. And the one with no thoughts always performs the best.
No thoughts, yeah.
Yeah. So clearing the mind is like, it's a discipline in itself. It's freaking
It is clear the
insane.
mechanism.
Because if you clear your mind, aren't you even, you're still thinking about clearing your mind. So you're constantly thinking about something.
Well, that's what the flow state is, nothingness almost.
Nothing? Wow.
You're not thinking about thinking at all.
Yeah, I've only been there
You're
in
just doing, yeah.
I think
Fucking
I've been there
hard.
in like just almost asleep type, you know?
It's hard to get there.
Like in a massage maybe, but I'm always thinking in a massage actually. My mind is always.
During a massage?
Yeah, I can't
Yeah, I
but
cannot let
sometimes.
go.
It sucks. I can't let go and then before I know it the massage is over.
I hate
I'm
it.
starting to like be able to let go a little.
I love massages, but I'm that mindset I get in, it drives me nuts.
Why is that? Why do we think like that?
Well, I'm thinking about the person doing the massage, because I did massage for years.
I'm always
So
judging them.
I'm like thinking about their technique too much of, okay, now they're gonna go
Oh.
there, are they gonna go the whole leg? Are
And
they
you're trying to
working?
predict like what they're
Yeah, are they gonna
doing.
work? They should be, I gotta go towards the heart. And then if they go the opposite way, I'm like, oh, that's the wrong way, blah 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 blah. And then it's just fucking, next thing I know, I'm not relaxed or anything.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I'm
Hard for
always
me to do
judging
it.
them like this could be better. Like I can do a better massage.
Yes, that's what
I
I'm
hate
at.
that. Yeah.
I've only had two good massages in my life. My sister-in-law is amazing at it.
Oh, that's
She's
nice.
been doing it for like over 10 years, I think. And she's fucking the
Strong.
best. She's booked out for like months and months, you know?
Yeah.
She's really good. And then just because I trust her, I think. And then I've had this in when I was in massage school, I had this girl who gave me a massage. I think Laura was her name. And she was so good, dude. That's who I need to find, actually, see if she's still working.
Dude, I used to go to this guy in New York City that it wasn't necessarily a massage. It was like a sports massage almost, like where he like really worked certain parts out. And this guy would like cure things with me. Like I would
Yeah.
have like back issues or shoulder issues and he would fix them. It was
Yeah,
like
that's what I like.
amazing.
I like a
Yeah.
good someone who actually knows the anatomy and
It's
stuff.
incredible. Yeah, exactly. The hand in stone, I'm sorry. It's a bunch of BS.
Hot stone?
Hand and stone. You know
What's
hand
that?
and stone? It's
Hand and
around the
stone?
country, yeah.
Oh, it's a chain thing.
Yeah, chain massage
Okay.
place.
Gotcha.
It's
Yeah,
like
there's a
where
lot.
people
Yeah.
start or something.
We have
Yeah.
like
Massage envy.
massage green and massage envy here.
It's like a massage envy.
I worked at massage green, I think, is where I worked.
Can't believe you were a masseuse. Did you ever work on like not like people where you were like, I don't really want to massage this person? Or do you kind of just get like numb to that?
Yeah, you're pretty numb. I didn't get anybody who like smelled really bad. Like Jess has told my sister-in-law told me stories of people who just can reek, dude. And you're just like,
Oh.
I think they've had to like tell them like, hey, you can't come back unless you freaking bathe, dude.
Sour. Yeah,
Like
because like
that. I
I
haven't had that. But
do.
no, nobody weird. The only weird thing I came out, there was this person and I was massaging them. And like they didn't take their jeans off. And I'm like, why didn't they take their pants off? And I get down to like their calf. And I'm like, oh, do you have a cast on? She's like, no, it's a prosthetic. She had a fake leg. And didn't tell me.
Oh.
And like really threw me off. I was like, oh,
That,
snap,
wait,
dude.
were you rubbing her leg?
Like I went to like, you know, her heels or
Oh,
whatever.
and it was like hard.
Yeah, and then I go, I'm like, wait, is this a cast? Like, is this a cast on you? She's like, no, it's a prosthetic. I was like, oh.
That would throw, you don't tell them ahead of time. Like when you ask, like, is there any injuries or things I should know about?
Yeah, I asked him
Yeah,
all
I
that.
have a
She didn't say anything
prosthetic.
about it. Like, oh, you should have
That
popped that thing off. I would have got
yeah.
in the hamstring and every gotten in there. But I was like, all right.
Oh man.
That was the only weird thing.
Yeah. That's interesting. Dude, when I 'cause the reason I thought of that was because when I started going to PT, like I couldn't shower until so I had like 14 staples in my leg, like gnarly, like big staples. And I wasn't allowed to shower until those came out, which was like a week and a half. So by like day five, I'm stinking over here, Jerry. Like I'm
Oh,
smelling
yeah.
bad. And like I almost showered the day of surgery, thinking like, oh, it might be a while before I could shower. And I really wish I did
Wait,
shower.
you didn't shower the day before?
No.
Well, what the ew?
Dude. No,
Probably
I
reeked on
did the
that
day
table.
before. I didn't the day of.
Oh, like that
I did
morning or
like the
whatever?
morning before, but I
Yeah.
didn't the morning of, which I wanted to.
Gotcha.
And I was going to physical therapy. Like I feel bad for this girl. I was
Oh,
stinking. And when she
that
kept
day.
me, and like
Yeah.
my feet would be clammy, and she has to touch my feet and stuff. And they were gross. Like couldn't reach my nails to cut them, and my toenails were like curling. But she just was immune to it. She's like, yeah, I would see everything here. And but I'll tell you, the first shower was scary. It wasn't even enjoyable,
Standing in there,
dude, because I had
wobbling.
not been.
Kind of
That
taking
was
a little
my.
horse bath, dude. You know, a little under the pits by the sink.
Yeah, but that's not.
That's what I
I
usually, I
couldn't
don't know.
do that. I would have been too cold because the meds and stuff. It was just this weird feeling. I just
Yeah.
always felt cold and stuff. And I took the shower. I was, because it's the first time, like, because at this point, I'm still using the brace and one crutch. So I have to get in the shower with no brace, no crutch. And I'm clenching to the windowsill. Like, clenching,
Get
dude.
yourself a handicap bar in
I
there,
was
dude.
needed the bar. I wanted the bar so bad. And I was like just trying to like shower with one hand, you know, and like do that thing and stay. And my left leg started to burn so bad because I was putting all my weight on there. It was just
Yeah.
not enjoyable. But now I'm it, it That's what I'm saying. Like, you see the little progress is huge because, like, now I can take a shower, like, no problem.
Yeah.
It's so weird. At
Up
first,
and
it
down the
felt
stairs are good now.
it's very slow.
Three, one
And
action, messages, one minute ago, Oscar, iMessage.
sorry, I have to, like, meet the other leg at the step, you know? Like, I can't go step.
You gotta do good leg first. Is that what you
Growing
mean?
up, you do good, like, no. So, what I mean is, like, you know how you go one foot, one step, and the next foot goes on the step above?
Yeah,
I
you're
have
just
to meet
doing, you're
it.
just leading with your good foot.
And then meeting it there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't step up to the
You
next
can't step up
bad leg
with the
yet.
bad leg yet. Yeah.
Yeah. I did once to,
There you
like, I
go.
think
There's a good
today.
goal.
Yeah. Today I did by accident, but it didn't feel too good. Yeah, and then when you go down, you have to put your bad foot first. Very, I'm just happy to be off the crutches.
Yeah, the crutches, dude. Whew.
Surgery is
No
insane.
fun.
Like, your knee just went through, like, some serious trauma. You know what I heard?
Do you ride exercise bike yet?
Not yet. I have to be at 130, 130 degrees, like 125 degrees bend, and I'm at 105, which is good though.
Oh, before you can
Yeah.
do any
Before,
bicycle. Yeah.
like, or else it would just, like, strain it.
Yeah.
But dude, I heard on Rogan, he was talking about how he got ACL surgery in the 90s, and they gave him the option back then. I don't know if it's still like this, but back then you could do get knocked out or an epidural. And he chose epidural to watch his surgery.
Yeah, watch it. Yeah, that'd be pretty
That is
sweet.
insane. He said they bend the leg all different ways. They use, like, a mallet. There's, like, a they drive this screw in, and it's, like, the loudest noise, like the screw going in bone and stuff. The
Jeez.
guy was like, dude, weren't you, like, freaked out? He's like, no, I was very interested.
Yeah, I'd be pretty into that, dude.
You would be?
Yeah, watch it. I think I'd want to
Oh,
watch it.
I'd like to watch it after, not during.
Because you could always just lay back and be like, close your eyes and be like, all right, I've had too much of this.
I don't know.
Then
I feel
you
like
can just make you make sure no one's put anything in your butt, you
I know. I think about that. Well, I said it on here. When I got hemorrhoid surgery, the guy put the tube of toilet paper up my butt, and he said, when you poop for the first time, that's gonna come out. He's like, sometimes I forget to tell people and they call freaking out.
Something came out.
Yeah.
Jeez,
Yeah, but it was definitely the
dude.
first 2 weeks were very tough emotionally so far. Even, like, you just certain hours of the day is like you have to just get over yourself, you know?
Just nothing to do during the day.
Yeah.
You mean just
And,
like.
well, no, and your mind just starts going. You get, like, a little depressed. And then it's like you got to really, like, keep yourself out of that space.
Yeah, not moving, dude. You gotta move, you know?
I worked out yesterday for the first time. I did some, like, bench press and stuff. This kid who went to my high school, he's younger than me. He played, like, professional football in, like, the XFL league. You know that league? Like, the Rock owns it, I think.
Canadian one?
No, it's called the UFL now. I think someone, The Rock, bought it or something. I have no idea what happened, but they merged two leagues.
Another league? Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
and he tore his ACL and got surgery 3 days after me, and he
Oh,
lives right
dang.
around here. So we've been, like, out. He took me to his gym yesterday, and, like, we worked out together and stuff.
Oh, cool. There you go.
That was cool.
Knee
It got me
buddies,
out of a
dude.
funk too, because I was, like, not feeling it yesterday, because it's just been raining here, like, every day, like, non-stop rain.
April showers, baby.
Yeah, bring those Mayflowers.
Yeah, I've been just counting the days down until summer, man.
You're really just pushing for summer, huh?
Yeah, dude, it's a mindset, but I'm not in it.
You are not in it.
March is it's coming along, dude. Got through March. April's, we're good, dude. We're almost there.
What's summer, like, end of May?
Yeah, beginning of May is pretty much you're out of the woods as far as cold
Oh,
weather goes, you know.
last month then. It's the last month.
Yeah, supposed to would be nice next week.
Oh, yeah.
I
Yeah, I
don't
think
know.
there's only, like, one or two more days of this rain.
Yeah, like rainy now for sure. That's good though. You need the rain.
Yeah.
As long as it's warm, dude. It's just been cold still. Except in February when it was 70 degrees for 2 days. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
But yeah, boat, dude. Boat goes back in April, May 1st. The boat can be in back in the water. So
Oh, let's go.
that's what I'm waiting on, dude.
Didn't you get a grill for the boat?
Yeah, there's a little grill I can go hop on there. I
Fire.
still have to, I've been debating whether I want to redo the boat, but I think I don't think I'm gonna do it.
Do you have like a
So much
fillet
work.
station?
No,
No,
there's
like
no
a
like
fillet table.
I mean there is a little like sink area on the pontoon. I guess
You
you could do
ever
it
have
there.
this at some spots? It might be like more ocean. I'm not sure, but certain like marinas or something, they'd have like the table with the water so you could clean it off.
Yeah,
And
a lot of the piers in California have that. It's metal tables and what, yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. Just on the pier, you
Very
just chop them
nostalgic.
up. Yeah, dude. Yeah, she can a little fillet station. I don't know. I'm just, yeah, dude. I go to LA this weekend to see my boy. That'll be cool.
That'll be
It's not
nice.
supposed to be that warm. It's like 50, high
Really?
50s.
That's still warmer than
Might have to go a little, maybe drive inland or something.
go to the old
Taste the
desert.
warmth, you know?
You go to what's it? Where's the Undertaker from? Death Valley.
Death Valley? Is
Yeah,
that California or is that going to
that's
Arizona?
Death Valley, California. It's right as Cali ends going to
Right
Nevada.
in Cali,
Yeah.
Nevada. Yeah.
Do you ever drive in the
That's where the
desert?
Undertaker's from.
Yeah, that's where Death Valley, California. The Undertaker. No, but I don't think he's actually from there. I don't think you can actually
Yeah, it's
physically
just a
live
play
there.
out of his death
Yeah.
thing. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
funny.
The guy, I think, he's like, have you ever heard him? Did you hear him on Hawk vs. Wolf? He's like a normal dude. Pretty
Yeah, those
funny.
guys are just, they're just actors, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
Except
they are.
they're giant humans.
Well, back in the day, though, he talks about like it was serious. Like Ric Flair and these guys talk about, like, back in the day, like these guys, everyone was roided up. Everyone was doing like drugs and alcohol and like getting in crazy bar fights. And like it was
Yeah.
just, it was madness.
Wrestling, dude. You gotta go, dude. You gotta get in the WWF one day.
Know, dude. It's a dream.
It could be something blind, you know? The blind bat or something.
The blind banshee.
Blind Banshee, that's pretty good.
Blind beret.
Something, dude. Yeah, I never got into
Charlie
the
just
wrestling.
goes, I could see you running out, just running into everything.
Just run, yeah.
I would use my cane as a weapon. I would have like a metal cane,
Yeah.
like a serious heavy duty one.
What do you, yeah, that'd be your finishing move. You just break it over somebody's head.
Yeah, when the ref wasn't looking, I would knock the ref
Or
out.
you do it like a samurai where they have to like get down on their knees, you know? And you do it right over their back of their neck.
Yeah. Well, the
Finishing
kendo
move, dude. Do
stick.
you have any last words? Yeah.
Have you ever been to a wrestling event?
No, never got into it, dude.
Never were in the WWE, huh?
No, I don't know why. I never think we would, four boys, but
Yeah. We used to throw down like
I
pillows
mean,
and
I
stuff.
knew, see, I know the characters, but I never remember like watching it. You know what I mean? It wouldn't
Yeah.
be like hyped on like, you know, like big matches. Like I didn't know anything that was going on, but I
Yeah.
knew of the character, you know, the Hulk and stuff,
You mean Hulk
or Hulk
Hogan?
Hogan and all that, but.
Yeah, the Avengers. what's the Yeah, I went to one. I was upset. I used to watch from like 2 inches away from my TV. I used to sneak down to watch Monday Night Raw to finish it.
Guess it was kind of big when I was. When was the Suck It guy around? Is
The
that Triple H?
D-Generation X. That was Triple H and Shawn
Yeah, Suck
Michaels.
It. I remember just
Suck
walking. Was
it.
that middle school for me? Someone walking around
Probably.
doing
And then
that.
they brought it back when I was in middle school. They brought it back.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That was crazy. The things they used to have. Now it's very censored and very scripted.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
They used to have ECW, which was just straight up no rules. Like people used to die. Like
Backyard stuff.
fans would like throw weapons into the like ring. It was nuts, dude.
Jeez. Yeah, wasn't down on it, dude.
Yeah.
It must have been high school when Suck It was around.
Maybe. How old? What year was high school for you? Oh, 06 you graduate?
05.
05?
01 to 05.
Yeah, it probably was around high school. Because then they came back and, like, no, it was probably younger for
Probably
you.
that same time.
Actually, yeah, because then I was young. Yeah,
You were
that was
probably in middle,
it.
yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. Oh, man. What else is up?
What else is up, dude? What did we have our last episode? I don't even know, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it's been a while. It was right before I went to surgery.
Trying to think what we were talking about.
Well, lots happened. Nickelodeon documentary.
Nickelodeon documentary?
You didn't see this, Jerry?
No, what are you
I
talking
don't
about?
know if he's it, dude. It was bad. Like, it was. You remember Drake and Josh?
No, I never watched. I never
Oh,
had
you didn't
cable
watch
growing up during the
Nickelodeon?
heyday of this, dude.
Really? Oh, then
I
you
didn't
didn't
get
grow
cable
up.
till
And I
later.
was like a very much a Nickelodeon kid. Like, all that and Amanda Bynes, Amanda Show.
I was a little too
Remember
old
Amanda
by the time I got
Bynes?
Nickelodeon.
Okay.
No, I
Did
don't know any of
do
that.
any of
The
those ring
only
bells?
ones I remember are the slimed,
The slime, yes. And the,
getting
you
slimed
remember
show.
Tina and Kel? Like, I love orange soda.
No, but the other good one was Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt.
That was Nick at Night. You, I don't
Oh,
know if you
Nick
were
at
allowed to
Night.
watch Nick at Night,
Yeah.
dude. Might have been a little
Wasn't the
spooky.
Cosby Show on Nick at Night?
I don't
I
know. I don't
swear I think it was. Because I remember watching Nick at Night. It's weird. I remember
Yeah, I
watching.
only
I don't
saw
like
it
the music,
when,
though.
like, when we were over somebody else's house. You know, I
Yeah.
would see random stuff.
But apparently the like head writer and producer of like Nickelodeon back in the day, this guy Dan Schneider, was a super abusive boss, would make like kids massage his back on set and like all this weird stuff and abused his power and all these people were coming and then Drake Bell from Drake and Josh got like got the old he got diddled and it was like big thing. He came out like 20 years later
From Schneider.
from someone on the set, from another guy. So there was like three, there was two pedophiles and one just abusive
Jesus.
guy. Yeah, it was bad. It just really hit me because I was a real Nickelodeon kid and like it's crazy to think about what was happening on set to like the shows you grew up on.
Yeah.
That's just dark. It's called Quiet on Set.
Quiet on set. Nice name,
Nice
dude.
name. Great, great,
Jesus.
great name. Strong
No, I didn't know
name.
there's a whole thing
Yeah,
going
there's like scenes of
down.
like he would write all these weird scenes. Like there's a scene of like Ariana Grande when she was like 13, like squeezing a potato, saying, "Give me this, give me that juice. I want that. I need that juice, potato," and like squeezing it all like seductively. But it's like some of it's questionable.
Yeah, some of it's just
Some
getting
of it's
pulled,
like
but
back in the day, this like not that it's okay, but it's like this was humor. I don't know.
yeah. I mean, the pedal stuff is
Oh,
the
yeah, that stuff's unquestionable.
it's
That's
crazy.
disgusting. Yeah. But some of
I
the
get
way they're painting the
the
main guy is like, all right, come on.
yeah.
You're stretching a little with
He's
certain.
probably just a dickhead boss guy, you know what I
He
mean?
just, it was a power monger. But the other stuff, it's just crazy. And then that with, it was all week, just that and the Diddy stuff back to back. So it's like, I'm like,
The Diddy stuff is
yeah.
all over the
It's, dude,
place,
it's
dude.
insane.
Can't scroll through TikTok without hitting like
Oh
eight
my,
videos.
it's great. Oh, like,
Everyone's got their
like
own
Diddy
thing on
is
it.
on his private island and blah, blah, blah.
It's
Like,
craziness,
there's
dude.
some like loophole where they can't do anything to him on that island. It's some crazy like jurisdiction thing. I don't know.
That where he's at?
It's, I apparently,
I
supposedly,
thought he
like,
got.
just dipped out. I don't
God,
think he's
dude.
detained.
It's so weird.
I know. Dude 50 posted these clips that are so funny. He's like You can't party with Diddy. He's like, Diddy tried hitting me up one time, like, Fifth, let's hang out, man. It's been a while. Let's hang out. He's like, Diddy, what do you want to do? I don't want to hang out with you. He's like, come on, let's go shopping, man. He's like, want to go shopping? He's like, I'll pay for you, Fifth. I'll pay for you. I'll buy you clothes.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah. It's like, what kind of grown man
Yeah,
asks
he's
another
like,
man to go shopping? I'm gonna pay for you.
oh, it's just.
I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good to me, dude. I'll
And
take that.
I was like, yo, let's go.
Diddy, let's go,
I
Diddy.
did think the same thing. And then like Cat Williams came out with something funny. There's just, it's crazy.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah, Homeland raided two of his houses.
But no one, there's all these videos, but no one says what he actually did.
Well, there's all these, I know, that's
You know
the
what I mean?
thing. There's
There's
no,
no
like,
real, like, okay, this is all bullshit.
they say trafficking, and then they say other stuff. And then there's all like people coming out with conspiracy theories now that like Homeland
It's just
went
all
to his
over
house.
the place,
They
dude.
went to his house
It's
just
just,
to delete the footage and his cameras.
yeah.
It's just crazy.
It's like, what the fuck are
What
you
is
talking
going on,
about?
dude? You have nothing better to
It's
report.
all made up. And then
Yeah,
it's like,
but it
well,
feels like
no one knows what actually happens here.
someone made a point. If you dig into any of these people, like you can make a case of something, like of just pulling random stuff.
Yeah, of course,
That's
it's all
like,
conspiracies.
because
That's what
everything is,
I
everything was like, things were different, things were acceptable at different, like, you know, times of like years of life, like 90s, 80s, like things were different. So
Yeah.
you don't, no one puts the context of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Crazy.
But that's what I'm. I don't. Has anyone come and said that? Like, he, like,
I don't know
did
that
sexual
anyone
stuff
like
with them? I
came
don't think
out.
so. I'm like, keep waiting for one. I'm like,
They
no, but
say
he.
he like made like dude rappers do stuff with him and stuff. Apparently there's like
But nobody's come forward
there's
yet.
no confirmations. It's
Yeah.
all speculation. It's weird.
Damn, just
I think
putting.
certain people have come out with like certain things where like there's this one guy who was like a producer or something, like he worked on this, on the producing of like an album or something, and Diddy made him do some weird stuff, but it was all stuff you could have just said no to
Yeah.
too. Like these were grown people, it wasn't like minors.
Right.
That's where it's like, all right, what's going on?
Yeah, it's all it all seems a lot a little fake to me, honestly.
Just
Bunch of conspiracy shit.
fake
Unless, you know, people don't
news.
want to come forward because they just don't want
They're
that
embarrassed.
fucking on their name.
Yeah, that's the other half.
I
I don't know.
don't
Yeah, I've just
know.
been sitting on my couch watching a unhealthy amount of South Park.
South Park.
I'm starting to dig myself out though and be more productive.
Yeah, I've just been listening to podcasts. I've been listening to Not For Radio.
That podcast is funny.
Yeah, super good, dude.
That's a good one.
But yeah, too much time on that. I don't know what my screen time hours are.
I don't want to know either. It's been unhealthy. Yeah, it's been, man, I was afraid to sleep in my bed for like a long time, 'cause the Friday night I slept in the bed once that Friday night, and then that was the Saturday morning that I woke up in agony, so I thought it had something to do with the bed, so I was like scared for another days.
Yeah, I think it's just getting up. You gotta go
Yeah.
slow. Put the legs down first.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird because it would like feel like your knee would like lock up. So like it, when you went to like put your leg off the couch, you couldn't bend it, so it would lock up like straight, and it would be all this pressure on your kneecap, and it felt like it was gonna explode.
Jesus.
Dude, it was intense.
Caught me, Mick.
And then like,
I don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
no, all I was gonna say is like being blind on top of it, there's like no visual distraction.
Yeah, what's going on here? You
Yeah.
can't look at it, but they go, it's
Yeah.
okay.
Oh, it's fine.
Just feels insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm hyped up on this Mike Tyson fight, dude.
What, with Jake Paul, is it?
Yeah, dude. I'm ready.
I think it's all staged.
I know it probably is,
It's
but
just a money grab.
I'm gonna buy Netflix for it,
And Mike
dude.
Tyson is like done, dude. You're gonna buy what for it?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the fight's
So if
gonna
you
be on
have Netflix, you can just watch
Netflix.
it.
That's what I'm not sure. That's what I'm.
It's.
I hear, but I'm like,
buy it.
It's like there's no way they're gonna make people buy it.
It.
But then it would be a great ploy, though, to get people to sign up for
Netflix.
Netflix. Imagine how many people would just forget to unsign up for it.
Oh, Netflix is probably giving them a bag, dude.
That's like, gotta be so insane. Yeah, it's insane.
When is it?
I think it's, I don't know, sometime in the summer, June or July.
Do you watch fights?
Or no, never. I just want to watch this one.
Is it a boxing match or a fight?
It's boxing.
Okay.
I want to just see Mike Tyson knock him out. Obviously, everybody wants to see Mike Tyson knock him out. But
is it Logan that fought Mike Tyson or Floyd? Who did?
He's old, dude. He's
old. Logan
There's no way.
Fight?
I think Tyson had some fight with somebody back.
I think it was Logan Paul.
No, it was like another older boxer.
Hold on. Hell, do you remember who Logan Paul boxed? I think it was maybe it was Floyd. Could that be right? Yeah, Mayweather.
Is that, did he?
Yeah, Logan fought Mayweather, and I think he did like well against him.
No, not Floyd. I thought Floyd was done after his like 49th fight or whatever.
Was, but he did... came out of retirement for this fight to make money.
The guy fighting Mike Tyson?
No, that's Jake.
Oh, I'm thinking that's what I'm thinking. Oh,
Jake is like very much in the game of fighting. He's like a UFC guy and stuff.
Yeah, but everyone hates him for no reason.
Well, yeah, because he's people just hate him because he came up from YouTube.
Yes, exactly.
And like utilize.
And he's a genius network. Marketer.
Yeah, he's a genius, dude. Like, dude, those.
And he's about to make
those
more money
brothers
than anybody.
Are like, those brothers are probably the best in the game at marketing.
Yeah,
they're insane. The people Logan gets on his podcast are insane.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be. I can't wait, dude. Callaghan typed on it too, my kid. So I don't know. I hope they don't.
Oh, he'll be there, right?
They don't charge extra. Yeah, depending. I think he is going to be here, depending on when it is.
Yeah, if they don't charge extra, I'd definitely watch it. Imagine they had audio description.
I'll pay for it no matter what, dude.
Yeah, what? It can't be more than like $50.
But a fight is usually...
Is it one fight or is there a whole card?
It's probably a card, right?
Yeah,
it's gotta be. I don't know. What was I just going to say? If they charge it, probably like $100. I don't know. Sometimes those fights are crazy. They're like $130, I think.
Really?
Yeah, some of the UFC ones. And like
you know
the,
what's crazy? Like UFC,
what is that called? On demand?
Pay-per-view?
Pay-per-view, yeah.
The UFC fights get so many fans, and then jiu-jitsu, there's like no one in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's like world-class fight, like people grappling, and there's nobody.
Yeah, because people aren't getting knocked out.
That's true.
Craziness.
Yeah.
I'd pay the money, dude. I'll pay $50.
Yeah, I just found out on the most recent judo trip, a girl, like top girl on the team, who's like number two in the world, maybe number
three.
Yeah,
you sat next to her on the plane, right?
Yeah. She missed weight.
Oh no.
It doesn't matter because she's in the games already, but like, dude, you just flew to Turkey and missed weight and you don't fight.
Damn.
She showed up like 12 pounds over.
12?
Yeah.
Maybe she was just, fuck it, dude. I don't want to fight.
That's what I think.
I'm already in the game. There's no way you're that far off.
Yeah, that's insane. That's like showing up straight up, do not care.
What did
like,
the coaches are the coaches
your
pissed?
I think they're afraid to ever like discipline her because they're like she's like one of their golden childs, you know.
And it's a girl, so you can't tell her she's too fat.
Yeah, dude, it's
beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
Oh my
to be,
god,
dude.
And she's like a vacuum after like a tournament. Like she's like me. Like she'll just put down whatever's in front of her.
Yeah,
and
that's hilarious.
It's crazy though. Like that's one of your only jobs. As an athlete, is to like show up on weight, you know, like make weight, fight.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never missed
like
weight.
Her,
my
like, job though, right? She's not getting paid, is she?
No, she is. Not much, but like,
yeah.
If you place top three, like if you, for example, taking like third place in like a world tournament, you get like $5,000.
Yeah. But she thinks she, you don't think she works though, too.
No, she does work.
I was
But
gonna
like
say she must work, you know
as
what I
an
mean?
Olympic athlete.
Yeah, make weight.
You know what I
But
mean?
and 12 pounds is, like
Yeah,
you said,
that's
that's
way
way too,
too
that's too
far.
much to
At
not
least shave off
know.
four before you go.
To not know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I
one.
wouldn't be able to. I would have a panic attack. I've never missed weight in my entire life. I like pride myself on that.
Yeah, I can't imagine very many people do at that level.
Can't imagine the feeling of that. The shame you must feel, or like,
12 months over. All right.
yeah, it's either shame or like you didn't care from the beginning.
Yeah. Does she get to go? Does she just go home after, or does she stay?
Oh, she stays for like tournament
Hang
sport.
out in Turkey for a
Yeah.
bit,
Yeah,
eats a bunch of
kill
food.
this turkey, keep munching. Yeah, get more overweight.
It's funny.
But yeah,
Maybe she's over it, dude. Fuck it.
it's
Sabotage, dude.
crazy.
Just fucking fly right into the mountain, man. Fuck it.
Oh man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's
How
yeah.
you feeling about judo, dude?
Well,
Still
here's
up in
the
the
thing.
air?
No, here's the thing. I thought about this. Skateboarding is gonna be a priority for me for the first year I'm back, but I will be like rolling in judo as well. And then I'm going to get myself back to that level and like train, you know. So here's the thing. If I stay number one in the country for the next 4 years, then I go to the Olympic Games. So I only have to go to a few tournaments overseas just to like keep up on like my competing and training and stuff. But if I do well, I'll be able to compete in the games. So I want to get back to that level just to get over the fear of it from
How do
coming
you
back
stay
from
number one
that.
in the country?
You have to win nationals, and then there's no one else that like challenges you to beat you like throughout the year and stuff. And if like someone else shows up in your weight and they start doing a lot better than you. So if someone else,
Are
you know,
nationals not as competitive as like the overseas ones?
not much, no.
Yeah.
But it's definitely still competitive, but it's not like the overseas.
Right. There's no
So, but I
Brazilians over
do have
there.
to get a certain amount of points at least to make it. Like I do
Right.
have to go to certain competitions.
Yeah.
And so I want to get over it, like, 'cause the fear is like, you know, not being able to compete at that level or like being too scared to because of what happened. Because you do, at least for me, and like I know a lot of other people have like struggled with this, is like that fear of coming back and like it just happening again. So I want to get over that just to tell myself I did it. And then judo's done after 28, and then I'm just
After 28, yeah.
skateboarding like for as long as I can.
Skateboarding is gonna be 28, dude. You're gonna be a
Double amputee,
double athlete.
double athlete. Yeah, that would be sick. It's a dream of mine. That would be really cool.
Gonna be so old.
That would be sick, dude.
Be 41. 41, right?
Right, what are you, 35?
36.
36? No, you'll be 40.
I'll be 37 and I'll be 41.
Oh, because you'll be 37
I'll
in June.
be
Yeah,
37 in
you'll
June, yeah.
just turn 41.
Dang.
Okay.
Yep.
Probably be the best you've ever been.
I'll be 45 because it probably ain't gonna happen in 28. That's old.
Have actual hope that it'll happen in 32. Like I think things are actually going in a direction they need to. Like more than they ever have, at least.
Yeah, it's going. We're cruising. 28. It's going down. 28, dude.
Yeah, I believe.
28.
I'll put it out there, dude. Yeah, 28.
I keep
Yeah,
saying it. I keep putting it out there.
you have to.
Yeah.
Because if it's not 28, maybe it's the next one, but it's 28, so
I
it'll
mean, I
be on
wonder
there.
how many
So we got Spain, we got Japan, we got Germany, we got Australia.
Australia.
You know,
That's enough. I think you only need X amount of countries.
that's just blind. And then there's like Brazil, there's so many others.
Yeah. it's gonna be.
Are you
gonna
going to the comp?
Get interesting
in,
here.
there's a comp in Cali this weekend.
Nah, it's Friday. That's why
and
I'll be
Sunday.
Flying out and stuff.
I thought it was Sunday too.
I don't think.
Then there's one in a couple weeks, or in May or June or something.
Yeah, there's another one.
In
he
Coachella.
Said in mid-April, which I don't think I'm gonna go to that one.
Yeah. Did you make it to Texas? No, right?
No, they didn't have it. Literally said they're not doing border contests adaptive.
They're just not doing adaptive.
Finally got the word, the official word.
Who said
that, yeah. Huh?
Who said that?
The guy who runs the border.
He
Ryan.
Told you?
Yep.
What did he say to you?
Well, originally he said, yeah, we could do the contest like anyone you want to come
show
to.
Up.
I was like, all right. And then I texted him a couple weeks ago about one upcoming one in Texas, where it was like, I think it was last weekend.
Yeah, in Garland.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, like I'm trying to sign up. There's still no adaptive version to sign up. He's like, yeah, just can't. We're not doing it. He said, maybe we'll do one for the, there's one in, where the hell is Due Tour at? Iowa?
Oh, Iowa, Des Moines.
Yeah, Des Moines.
Dude, that's
but
a
yeah,
bummer.
Finally got the word of no border.
I guess Tia was right.
But there's these, I didn't know, there's so many other ones. There's like a, the internet, like there's one in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to go to that one.
Yeah, it's in like September, right?
Well, there's one in September is the Poseidon is throwing another one. The one who had
oh,
one
no,
of the barracks.
The one in Brazil.
I'll tell you right now. Hang on. I don't think it's September. Let me pull this up.
They hit me up on Instagram.
Who, Poseidon?
No, the Brazil people.
Oh, they didn't hit me up. That's not the right one. Because I asked. Yeah, here we go. I asked Tia for her schedule. This is her schedule. There's one in San Diego. It's supposed to be the USA skateboarding one.
Okay, when's that?
20th to the 21st.
Of?
July.
Oh, okay.
September 6th is the Poseidon one.
Uh-huh.
All you adaptive skaters out there. October 19th is the WCMX and Adaptive Skateboarding World Champions in Brazil.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, October 19th, which all those dates work for me.
October, I think I'll be back in cruise.
Be back, baby. I gotta hit. I don't know who's running that. Who is
I
it?
I don't know. I gotta
hit
check
them up too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, did you get another email about?
Yes.
Yeah, Francais.
I think I'll even if I could just stand on my board and roll back and forth, Jerry. You're gonna see
get
me out
of
there,
dude. He's gonna go for the board slide, dude.
I'll be there, dude.
Yeah, I'm supposed to come back for
that.
The Olympics. Yeah, that's
I'm going
cost
to the
me.
Olympics,
that's
dude.
Gonna cost me about $1 million.
What do you mean?
It's Callaghan's in town, so I got to fly him to Paris.
Oh, let's go, dude. Oh man, I'm really hanging with Callie and Perry.
Because that's my time with him. Is the end of that's right at the end of his. End
dude,
of
I'll
time.
Take him.
Yeah, be good.
You can go out. I'll take him.
But yeah, then maybe we'll go to our finally do our honeymoon after somewhere.
Wait, is Heather gonna go too?
Yeah, Heather would come. Yeah.
Oh, it's sick.
My parents, I think, would come out too. So I told them because I was supposed to go there for an Adidas event. Mm-hmm. If the Adidas event falls within that window though of those days, they're supposed to do the demo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, people don't know what we're talking about. There's a demo for the Olympics. They want to fly adaptive skaters out again and do a demo in between the skate contest, like they did for
SLS.
But there's supposed to be a Adidas event, and if the Adidas event is that same day, I gotta do the Adidas event. I can't do the demo. You know,
wait, if the Adidas event is the same day, you have
is
to
on the same day. I got
oh, okay.
Yeah, Adidas trumps that,
dude.
So we will see.
We're going to the Olympics,
but I will most likely be in power for the Olympics. It's gonna be crazy there, dude.
Oh, it's gonna be insane.
It's gonna be crazy. Yeah, I haven't been to a I haven't been to the Olympics. Ah, did I go when I was little?
Yeah, because my if that happens in August
Feel
soon,
like I didn't.
my therapist said I could get back on the board probably in 3 to 4 months to roll around.
Yeah, she'd be a cruising, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It
baby.
is so trippy to me to like get hurt, not be able to go to the Olympics, and then get invited to the Olympics for skateboarding. Like for something I'd rather go for.
Yeah.
Like how that's insane.
But you want to compete in the, you want to
No, of
be in the
course, but it's
Olympics.
still like a epic thing to me.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, this course, I think SLS was intense. This course.
Oh, it's gonna be. You might not even be
It's
able
going to
to
be what
hit.
we thought the SLS course
Yeah,
was going to be like.
you might not even be able to hit anything.
Yeah, it's
But
going to be fucked.
maybe you might just do flat ground on the side.
Yeah, but maybe we'll get lucky again,
Yeah, no, exactly.
Worked
It's
out
gonna be one
last
of those few
time.
things. It'll be fun, dude, regardless. It'll be cool representing and just moving it forward.
Go until 2028, dude. I'm telling
Yeah,
you, it's
babe,
going
this is the
down, bro.
preview, dude.
These countries are on it. They're gonna host a contest next couple of years, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure Paris will
There's one
be there.
international one. What do you only need
Yeah.
three internationals or something?
I think maybe four, but I think you might
Paris,
be.
Tokyo,
Germany.
Australia.
And
Is that a
Germany.
different
Yeah.
country?
Yeah. Tokyo and Australia are
And
different.
Germany and the US. There's
Yeah.
fucking five.
It's five
That
countries.
five? Yeah.
Yeah. We could even do Brazil.
Brazil, yeah, there you go. We're good.
Felipe hosts one.
Yes, dude, and we're in.
That's epic.
Be
Yeah.
one at they're gonna be one at the Dan Mancini skate park.
Yeah.
Be dope.
Is it Dan Mancini Skate Park or Keep Pushing Skate Park?
You
What do you
know,
call it?
I was watching Peter Pan the other day. The original, or I'm sorry, Hook, the original, not the original, but
Oh, whatever
the
skate
Robin Williams movie, and I'm
park.
like, dude. You know, the whole idea behind Peter Pan, right, is being a kid forever.
Forever.
When you're in Neverland, you don't grow up, you
Yeah.
know? And I was like, ooh, I should name the skate park Neverland.
Neverland.
But then, what's the first
But
thing you think
then you
of?
think of Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson! I'm like, damn it!
Wait,
Oh, I
for a
can't
split
do it.
second, I was like, oh, that'd be sick. And then I'm like, my mind
Exactly
immediately went
what I thought,
to, that's
yeah.
so funny because something
You
happened
fucking
today.
ruined it, dude.
Something
MJ
happened
ruined it.
today at physical therapy where I said something about like never growing up. And I was like, yeah, I live in Neverland or whatever, never
Yeah.
Neverland. And then immediately in my head, I was like, wait, is that Peter Pan or is that Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
It's like, I couldn't figure it out. I was like, ah, hopefully no one even heard me.
Neverland Ranch or whatever he called
Dude,
his
the Never Everland
amusement
Ranch.
park. Yeah. Never
Dude.
so I was gonna do that, but
Named
I
his
guess
kid
not.
Blanket.
I know. Or no, was that the name of his monkey?
His kid's name was
Kid's
Blanket.
Blanket.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. What was his monkey's name?
I don't know. South Park did such a funny episode,
Did that? My
though.
other ideas. I think I'm just gonna call it VIP.
Oh, visually impaired park or
Yes.
visually impaired party.
VIP
That's sweet. I like that.
Park.
Yeah.
Visually impaired
Impaired
park?
park.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or the
VIP.
VIP.
I don't know. VIP.
Yeah, the VIP. Yo, you going to the
VIP. I was gonna call it Steve too. You wanna go skate Steve's? Just
VIP?
name it
Wait,
after
what
him.
was it called?
Name it after my filmer.
Remember in was it what's the song? What's the movie? Back to Electric Avenue, and then we take it higher. You know that movie? That song that it's so prominently.
What is this a
Pineapple
cartoon?
Express. Pineapple Express. Where was the
Oh,
place they would go to smoke weed? It was called like Doug's House or something. They were like,
I don't
ah,
know.
there was a funny thing. That's what it should be called.
That I only saw it once
Yeah.
when it first came out.
Yeah.
Should rewatch. Was that movie good? Did you ever rewatch it recently?
Pineapple Express? No, I
I
haven't.
wonder
I
if it's
don't think.
good. I
I
remember
think
not
it's on
being
theater.
that. I remember not liking it that much when I
I
saw
think
it.
it was kind of boring. It was kind of slow.
Yes.
Like it was just like, okay.
But some of those movies, when you watch them when you're a little older or just later, sometimes they get better, but
I heard Tropic Thunder's hilarious,
Tropic
man.
Thunder is pretty damn
I
good.
gotta
Yeah.
watch it.
You haven't seen that? Yeah, that one's just
No.
ridiculous.
Oh, I've seen it like back in the day, but
And you just have to remember that what's his name does blackface in it or whatever.
oh,
He
really?
couldn't, yeah. He dressed up
Oh,
because
yeah, he does.
it's like, but he does it kind of, I guess, in the most tasteful way you could, but just in a very comedic way.
What I was gonna say, so another good movie that's timeless, Sandlot.
Yeah. Good one.
Movie.
Classic.
And
You could
Happy
watch that one, I
Gilmore.
think. Happy Gilmore. We watched that. I watched that last summer with Callaghan. All
Never
the
gets old.
classic Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. We watched both of those.
Yeah, Billy's a great one. So is Waterboy.
I did not. I watched rewatched Waterboy. It
You
was
didn't like it? Oh,
garbage.
really?
It
I
was so
watched it
bad.
recently.
It
No
was
way.
bad, dude. I
Sandler,
watched it
dude.
like maybe a year and a half ago, and it was bad.
Sandler's only had a few like great films, you know?
I mean, yeah, Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison are pretty
Like,
good
yeah.
still.
Like, what is
Happy
it?
Gilmore is still
Grandma's
great.
Boy wasn't that good.
Yeah, I just rewatched that
Yeah.
one too.
Was
I like that one.
it good?
Yeah, I like Grandma's Boy. But
Yeah.
yeah,
Well,
Waterboy did not last. Yeah, dude.
it's good to be back.
Good to be back.
Sorry for the wait, everyone. We had to get over the hump.
Lovely lady hump.
Lumps. Check them out. So make sure you go to fourbadeyes.com, check out all the links, go to our socials, and leave us comments, leave us questions, leave us messages, and send in your emails to
Share the podcast
anthony@fourbadeyes.com.
with a friend,
Yeah,
with a
give it to your.
blind, with a, if you know somebody blind, send this to them.
Yes, and if they're not blind, send it to
Yeah, true, true. Maybe they wear glasses. Yeah.
mean, maybe they wear contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but thanks for being here on this crazy ride, and this would be nothing without you guys.
Thank you, people. As always, keep pushing and
One love.
keep pushing, and one love from Four Bad Eyes.